Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game
on 2FM.
Tomorrow in Glasgow is the opening day of the 2019 European Len European Short Course Championships. That was a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, we got it. I'm taking it as a shorter pool, is it?
It's a 25 metre pool, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
And in Glasgow for us is John Kenny. John, how are you?
Evening, guys.
Good, good. John, it starts tomorrow. There's 19 Irish swimmers there. What are we hoping for?
Yeah, in terms of the pool, it is a 25 metre pool, but you still swim the 100 metres, 200 metres, whatever. It's just a different discipline. Obviously, at Olympic Games and the European major European Championships et al., it's a 50 metre pool. But these are, this time of the year, they have a short course season, so every 2 years they have a European Championship. And 19 Irish swimmers in action. It's the biggest, actually, from these isles to attend an international meet. 11 seniors, 8 junior swimmers. From our point of view, we got live coverage over all 5 days on the RTE player. Something to look out for: Swimmer of the Year Brendan Hyland, top 10 finish of the World Championship at the 200 butterfly, so he'll be hoping for a final here. Dara Green is the only Irish swimmer to make an Olympic qualifying time for Tokyo. He's obviously hoping to make a final in the 100 breaststroke. As regards our women, I suppose a lot of the spotlight will be on Mona McSherry, who's just coming back from glandular fever, and also Donoghue, you know her well because she's been on Ireland's Fittest Family.
Yep.
And also Niamh Coyne, who's the Olympic junior silver medalist in the 100 metres breaststroke. All the rest, I'd say, would be looking for personal bests or maybe sneak into a semi-final. Conor Ferguson would obviously hope to up his game and make a final in the 100 backstroke as well. So we've got plenty of opportunities over here.
And of course, John Shane Ryan is another one who's our big hope. He won bronze earlier this year at the World Short Course Championships in China, and he's broke the Irish 100 metre backstroke record twice in the last month. What kind of form is he in?
Yeah, that's the key, is it? The 100 metres backstroke. He won the 50, as you mentioned there, at the World Short Course Championships in China. But the 50 backstroke is not an Olympic event. They only swim the 50 freestyle at the Olympic Games. So he has to really concentrate on the 100 metres backstroke and make that Olympic qualifying time first off. I'd say he will. But in the last couple of months, he's broken that 100 metres backstroke record twice. I actually spoke to him last week. There was analytics and SAS company has linked up with Sport Ireland to bring their analytics to bear for Irish athletes, swimmers and boxers as well over the next couple of years, hopefully to help them in their Olympic performance. And this is what he had to say to me at that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the main thing is just take it one race at a time and do what you got to do. But no, I have high expectations, you know, because I'm a little bit leaner now, a little bit better. You know, the training's been absolutely amazing, you know, and same with Swim Ireland. They've been really good with, like, you know, adapting to from long course to short course, but still having that long course mentality still. But no, I'm really excited just to do what I need to do and, you know, come home with a medal.
Sure. 50 is where you medaled. 50 and 100 is the two events you're really concentrating on in Glasgow. Would it be right?
Yes. So the 50 back and the 100 back, and plus the relays as well. So that'll be really awesome. Just kind of have more relays, and plus we're taking like a big team there with a lot of younger guys, so they can get the experience and see what we do. The older guys see what the older guys do, so they can kind of make themselves better. And we also have like kind of have that role model kind of experience as well. So that's going to be awesome. But the 100 backs, like, that's going to be interesting. So I'm the best time at the ISL meet, not even rested, not even shaved. I'm the best time since 2013, since that was the last time I swam it. So high hopes for that, and just got to do what I need to do and come home with some medals.
Sure. In terms of Olympic Games, the 50-meter pool is where it's at. This short course is obviously the 25-meter pool. How do you find the difference? Is it difficult making the adjustments?
Not at all. We still train long course every week, so we train long course like over 3 times a week, so it's still good, and I actually feel way better now in the water, which is great, because it's like you go from short course, you get the walls, you hit the power and everything like that, but you still have that aerobic base from doing the long course. So it's really, really nice how what we got going on at the NAC right now.
Sure. And in terms of who you're going to swim against, have you had a look at some of your competitors? I mean, sometimes you don't know who's going to turn up at a short course meet.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, if you have a lane, you have a chance, but there's a couple of German guys that are swimming fast, plus the Russians. You know, the guy who won Worlds, he's swimming pretty good. But you know, I'm a bit better now, you know, so I can think I can maybe squeeze in there, but take it one race at a time.
Sure. Tallcross Centre in Glasgow is a place you know as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the first time I was there is back in 2013 at Duel in the Pool, so that was a really cool experience. And then, you know, we always go back for Europeans, and we have your long course Europeans after this, so it's not that far away. But it's great that, like, you know, we don't have like the mentality or the stress of like, oh, the long travel, you know, traveling to Asia, which is like, that just takes forever to get over there. It's like an hour flight, which is great.
In terms of then the Olympic Games and the cycle that you're in now, the first protocol is to make the Olympic qualifying time to get under that. Are you actually targeting the nationals in April in next year? Yeah. Is that where you think you're going to do it?
Well, that's the only place we can do it. For individual, that's for like for myself, like that's the only place I can do it. So I have two swims, one in the morning, one in the, at night. And, you know, like I said, I'm feeling better now. It's my time from Rio that I have to qualify under, so I'm better now than I was in Rio, so I just got to get underneath that.
Pity for your point of view is that there's no 50 backstroke in the Olympic Games, so you have to target the 100, isn't it?
Yeah, we have to target the 100, you know, and that's like the really good thing, but it's only one event, two laps, that's really it. And my aerobic base is a lot better right now, my power's a lot better, you know, I have a better head on my shoulders as well. That was the most important thing. It's really inside my head leading up 4 months up until Worlds, but now it's a lot more freer. I'm enjoying like basically life and also swimming a lot more, so it's, yeah, I know it's good. And you know, whatever happens, but you know, we still got another chance in Europeans for the relay as well, so it's got to do what you got to do the business.
John, thanks a million. I hope you have an enjoyable 5 days in Glasgow, and don't forget you can see all the heats and finals on the RTE player.
Game on
2FM weekdays from 6:00.